This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. You guys, I had such a great weekend. I did shows, and I was all over the place. And, you know, one of the best parts of performing and, you know, being out in public is that I get to meet you guys, my boos, my listeners. And I met so many of you this weekend, and I just so appreciate hearing from you guys, and it makes me just incredibly happy. And I'm so grateful for you all. And so I want to give a shout out to Mackenzie, who lives in Orange County, California, and she was a contestant on my live game show at the Hollywood Improv, which was so much fun, and it was so cool to meet her. And I definitely also want to give a big shout out to a couple of people. This is the coolest thing ever. I am assembling a real ghost hunter kit, which I didn't even think was going to happen, but a couple of listeners are just like, you guys just like, all of a sudden we're like, hey, I got some stuff for you. You want it? And so first shout out to Josh, who sent me in the mail an EMF detector for my ghost hunting adventures. And I will say, I'm going to be staying at a haunted hotel very soon. So I will be using it within the next few weeks. And Amy and Lori contacted me, and they came to the brunch that I hosted, which was so much fun. It was sold out. It was the first ever brunch that we did in Oxnard with Ross Matthews. It was a blast, and I met so many ghosted listeners there. But Lori got me she wrote me the cutest note, and she also got me a camera, a digital camera with settings that are, you know, for ghost hunting, because the two of them are ghost hunters and they know all about the tech, and it's amazing. So thank you so much. That was so kind of you. I have an announcement. So there still are some tickets left for Ghosted Live, which is on the 19th of October. I'm not sure if I mentioned it or not, but that is the day before my birthday. So that is happening in Los Angeles, the first ever one. And the announcement I have is that my dear friend, world famous comedian, actor that you know from things like Ugly Betty, the TV show Half and Half, Desperate Housewives. I mean, he's constantly working. You know him. You love him. Alec Mappa. He is going to be there on the show, and I cannot wait to see what kind of juicy, spooky stories he's going to be bringing. So that's the first guest that I am announcing. Can't wait for it. The 19th of October at the Cavern Club Theater at Casita del Campo. I also noticed a real spooky story that was left in the Facebook group Ghosted by Roz Dresfeles. This one came from Katie. Let's give it a listen. She says, "Hello, everyone. I have a creepy string of experiences to share. So over my summer, I worked as an intern in my tribe's president's office. When I had first started, they had me work in this back office on the West Wing that was far from other people, but still kind of close to other desks where people would sit and work. Nonetheless, it was secluded. So there was a clock in that office that would always act up for no reason. The time would be off, and when I would correct it, it always seemed to change again. I never witnessed it actually being changed, but I would always come back and it'd be off again. It was very much in the vibes of The Conjuring. So that was the first of the occurrences, and I just knew there was some type of presence there. The next thing that would happen was in the women's restroom in the front lobby. In this small restroom, there were three stalls that never locked proper. Women in the office would tell me that they would be in there washing their hands, and they would see shadows or figures inside the stall they assumed were other coworkers or someone else, but the figure would always disappear while they were still in there. Ooh, bathroom ghost. Or they would walk in, and directly to the left is the first stall with a gap in between the wall and the stall, where you're kind of able to see in. Out of the corner of your eye, you could see someone in there. But when you would come out of the stall, that figure was no longer there. It was just small things like this, of shadows at the corner of your eye, or things not working right. Anyway, this is where it gets far more intense. We were all talking one day about these shadows we see in the restroom and the clock, and someone brought up an experience of someone who used to work in that office. They explained that this woman would see a figure on the way west side of the office. She described it as a woman in a long white dress who would walk around the west wing. Perhaps she was the one messing with the clock. There was a lot of unexplained things that would happen, and the explainable things were bad. In our culture, snakes are a bad thing. They bring bad energy. Okay, that's my culture too. I hate snakes. They bring bad energy. They bring bad occurrences. Just bad all around. One day, when these things were occurring the most, one of the guys in the office found a rattlesnake by his desk. Oh. And one day, when I was walking into the office, I saw a dead snake right near the entrance. And around this time, there was a lot of tension between people in the office. Just a lot of bad energy. Okay. I may have said this before in the show, but, you know, I hear so many ghost stories, and most of these freak me out. But sometimes when I'm like, you know, it's like, where do I go from here? If I really want to get real spooked, I'm just in the mood to get spooked, I will go to YouTube and I will type in snake videos, because snakes scare me like none other. And I'm sure some of you listeners have got pet snakes, and I'm sure that they are just the most beautiful, sweet little babies, but I do not like them. I don't like the way they move. They scare me so much. So a rattlesnake by my desk, sorry, but not sorry. However, the next part is going to make your spine tingle. Okay, bring it on, Katie. Make this spine tingle. There were a few of the women I was really close to in the office, so they would tell me these creepy stories. So one night, they were in the office after hours unloading boxes into the storage. Keep in mind that this was around sunset and it was very dark inside the office. So the area they were going to was just past the main lobby down a long hallway. On your way to the storage area, you pass two offices on the right, and you have to walk through double doors to enter the hallway. There were only two of the women moving this stuff, and only them inside of the office. They heard these stories of the presence in the office, and they were kind of working fast to get out of there as quickly as possible. They were just about done. They had closed the storage room, turned off the lights, and closed one of the double doors. They had gone down a separate hallway to do whatever, and when they had come back out to the main lobby, they instantly felt the presence without telling each other. Obviously, just trying to get out of there. So one of the women had this feeling of, "Hey, look at the double doors!" toward the storage. So she looks and sees a frightening image. She sees a skinny, pale figure, crouched over like a tiger, ready to pounce, with long black hair hanging in the face. Ooh, it's like the ring. She just looks at it and does nothing, just basically in that position, watching them, almost like it's stalking prey. She turns to the other woman and she's like, "We need to get out of here." Full of fear, they get out of that office as quickly as possible. So to add to the creepiness, the building is shared with another office of people, and it was built in the 1930s. Over the years, it was used as a school, a hospital, and even a jail at one point. But it was mostly an office building. A building that old would have to have history attached to it, and most likely a ton of energy. Especially if it were a hospital. Maybe a few deaths had happened there, possibly the woman in the white dress. But she didn't really have a sinister feel to her. It was like she was just there, wandering. However, the darker image and presence is what makes me wonder what else occurred in that building or what type of energy it creates. So that's my story. Sorry it's so long. Attached are some photos of the double doors and the long hallway, and the outside view of the old building. If y'all have any ideas or comments, please share. So, go to the Facebook group and you'll see the photos that she's posted. And if you have any, you know, questions or comments or anything, leave them for Katie there in the little feed. And you can find that again on our Facebook group, Ghosted by Roz Dresfeles. I am so excited because I have got in the studio today someone that I just absolutely worship. She is so funny, and I'm so proud of all the things that she is doing with her career and with comedy right now. It is so exciting. So you guys know her from a ton of her podcasts. Why Won't You Date Me is the podcast that I've been on. And, of course, she also hosts Nailed It, the hit show on Netflix. So here she is, the one and only Nicole Byer. Guys, Nicole Byer's here. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
So good. I'm such a fan of yours, and
I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you. I'm always so happy to see you because we've done comedy shows, mm-hmm. and I've done your podcast, and honestly, it's so crazy. I did your podcast, I don't even know, like a year ago
or something like that.
And I would say now maybe twice a month I'll mm-hmm. get a tweet or something
that's like, yay!
I heard you on Nicole Byer's podcast. And now I'm listening to your podcast or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So thanks for having people like me on.
Oh, no problem. I love just drag in general. And then I like that you take up space in a pretty heteronormative, male-centric place.
Oh, yeah.
Like, comedy clubs are very male-dominated. And I like that you're a man, but you're playing with gender and masculinity and femininity. And I like that you take up space there.
Yeah,
so I was like, I want you on my podcast because I think that's like really fucking badass.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool.
I know. And it's crazy. Like, the conversations that I've gotten to have with some of those mm-hmm. more mask kind of guys mm-hmm. that I think 5 years ago might not have been able to give me a conversation. I've gotten to sit down with some of these, you know, big people that, like, to the drag fan might be like, I don't even know who that is, but like to other people,
to like a person who like likes comedy, you'd be that's fucking cool.
Yeah. And like, you know, I've gotten to have like Dave Chappelle on mm-hmm. my shows, and I followed Bill Burr a couple months mm-hmm. ago. Like, that's so random for
it's
a drag
so
queen to
cool.
do, but like to get to talk to them and so oftentimes they have questions about mm-hmm. like the drag thing.
I mean, it's not your job to educate them, but it is nice that you are there to let them know some things.
Totally.
And I like that they ask questions, and I like that we're getting to a time where men aren't as intimidated by gay things. Like, they're not like, that's too gay for me to be around. They're like,
well, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. It's like, I'm interested and I'd like to know, and I'll move right along after I have my answer.
Totally.
I just can't wait till we get to a point where like everyone is comfortable in their sexuality, that nothing bothers anybody. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, where people don't have to like come out.
I know.
I think it's like a... It's so boring.
Do you think ghosts have to come out as ghosts? Do you think that's what they're doing when they appear?
Maybe.
They're like, I'm here, I'm loud, and I'm proud, and I'm going to open up your cabinet door without you seeing me.
Maybe. Maybe that is their coming out when they first, like, the first occurrence of, like, a ghost thing is, like, them being like, I'm coming out. Ooh, I want the world to know that I'm dead.
What kind of ghost would you be?
Oh, my God. I think I'd be a really... like, fun ghost. Like, I'd knock your dinner plates off the table with your dinner on it. Or, like, during sex, I would just be like, get it!
Work, bitch!
Or, like, if you're, like, really getting it, I'll, like, move a painting on the opposite end of the wall.
Totally.
I hope I get to haunt people. Like,
really?
I don't know if ghosts are real. I don't know. But if they are real and if I do become a ghost, I really want to haunt my friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dying to haunt my friends.
So have you had an experience with a ghost?
Yes. I believe I've had two experiences with ghosts, and I still don't know if they're real. So my friend Marcy lived in my apartment before me, and she moved out. I moved in, and she said there's a ghost who lives in this apartment.
Where's this apartment? In
L.A.? This is in L.A., in Hollywood. And I was very skeptical of it. She said that this ghost was, like, mean to her and would turn her phone off sometimes or unplug her phone. And
oh, my God.
She once, I think the ghost maybe, like, tickled her feet. I don't remember. It was Quentin Tarantino with a foot fetish. But there was a time where I woke up, was going to the bathroom, was crossing my hallway, looked in the living room, and there was a man with his arms crossed. And I said, no, thank you. And
what?
I went to the bathroom, and I said, there's a man out there. And then I was like, well, I can't stay in the bathroom. And then I looked out again, and he was gone. And there's been times where all of the cabinets will be open after.
Wait, can I go back to that?
Yes.
Did you live here alone?
No, I had a roommate.
Was it the kind of place where, like, your roommate might just have a man there in the middle of the night?
No.
Okay.
No. My roommate, he goes to other people. Or he would, like, go to other people's
homes.
Oh,
okay.
He wouldn't bring dudes home.
So what did this man look like? Like, what was he wearing?
He was short, light skinned, maybe white, maybe Hispanic.
Okay.
He was wearing a white shirt and jeans.
Could you see through him?
No.
He was like, for all you knew, it was a man.
Yes.
Like, it was a real human being.
Yes. And I, like, guessed, and it was scary.
So then you go into the bathroom thinking that there's just, like, this little, kind of sounds hot,
uh-huh,
Latino guy just, like, hanging out behind the bath,
uh-huh,
like, outside the bathroom. Did you, like, grab a weapon? Like, what do you do? I'm just trying to think if I'm in that scenario.
I'm bad in, like, situations. Like, during the earthquake, I truly just planted my feet and kept folding laundry. I'm going to die if something bad is happening to me. And I'm going to die. But I think I maybe put up my fists. I guess I was just going to
like an old-timey, like, cartoon boxer.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But I think I didn't know if what I saw was real, and I just didn't know how to deal with it. So I didn't have anything in my bathroom that I could hit him with.
Yeah.
Maybe a blow dryer or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so scary. And a t-shirt and jeans, that's like kind of a hip ghost.
Yeah, like pretty cash. Very James Dean-y.
Oh, okay.
But he was, like, kind of stocky. It was very strange. Oh, wait, I have more than two ghost stories. So I didn't see this ghost, but okay. I lived in college in, it was called the Stratford Arms. It's on 70th and Broadway. New York has a lot of housing laws. So this used to be, I think it was a mental hospital or, like, an insane asylum. And then it transitioned to, like, a senior care facility. So, like, they lived on their own and they had, like, caretakers come take care of them. And we lived in college with a bunch of old people because they couldn't evict them. They just had to wait for them to die.
Oh, wow.
So there was shared showers that we would share with these old people.
Oh,
and
wow.
Shared bathrooms we would share with these old people. I went to AMDA. It's a wild fucking school. They never claimed me. They started claiming me now. I said, please stop. I didn't learn nothing there.
Oh, wow.
And also, you made me live with old people who
Damn.
Were dying and would, like, scream at us. So there was one time I was rounding the corner. I think I was with my friend Tess or my roommate Megan. And And there was a little boy who skipped past us with blonde hair, and he stopped in front of the shower and was like,
no, no.
He made a noise, and we were like, what the fuck? And we like ran to the room. And we were like, what the fuck was that? And then we went back out to see if that kid was still there, and he was gone.
Stop.
He was gone, and he wasn't in like normal clothes. He was in weird suspendery things and like a cap. I have got to text my friend Tessie to see if she was with me and she remembers that.
Wow, that sounds like an old-timey New York.
Yeah, it was fucking newsy ghost. Weird. And then, so I was in musical theater school, so we were allowed to live with boys because they were all gay. And they were like, nobody's fucking.
Right. There wasn't like that one straight guy that like swept up.
But then he came out as gay later. You know, when you're singing, you know, Rent and Wicked.
Totally.
You might be gay. Mm-hmm. So Evan was on the top bunk and I was on the bottom bunk. And he climbs into my bed and he goes, I have to sleep in your bed. And I said, why? And he said, there's a jockey in the closet who asked me to come into the closet. And I was like, what do you mean? And the next morning, he was like visibly like shaken. And he like really hugged me throughout the whole night. He said the next morning, he was like, there was a jockey who leaned out and waved his arm to come in. And he said, no, I don't want to. And then like maintained eye contact with the little jockey and then climbed into my bed and then woke me up to be like I have to sleep with you.
Like a horse jockey?
Yes, like a horse jockey. And he said he was wearing jockey clothes.
Oh, and he was just hanging out in the closet.
In the closet, yes.
Oh my God. Wait, this wasn't the straight guy that was in the closet, right?
He was straight. And when I first met him, I was like, so like, you're gay, right? And he was like, no, I have a girlfriend. I was like, does she know you're gay? And which is not an appropriate thing to say to somebody. It's yeah. actually pretty rude. You should believe people when they tell you something. But then like a month later, he was like, I am gay. And I was like, oh, great. I don't care.
He's seasons of love.
And I was like, mm-hmm, yeah, girl, I know. Mm-hmm, 525,600 dicks in your mouth.
Yeah.
But I love Evan. He is great. We lived together for a long time.
Wait, but this was in your room that you were living
yes.
in? So you never encountered the jockey in the
no.
closet?
No. And I wanted to. And like before I would go to sleep, I would just like look into the closet and be like, I'll come.
He's like, yeah. No, I just
that
want
place
that guy.
Was so fucking weird.
It sounds creepy.
It was really
so
creepy.
So there's a jockey and a little boy ghost.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Who knows?
Okay, let's go back to the one in LA though.
Okay.
So that man, so you leave the bathroom
mm-hmm.
and the man is gone.
He's gone.
And you never saw him again?
I never saw him again, but I think we heard him again. So John and I, my roommate, John Milheiser, we were being very funny. And just being really funny in the living room. And we heard someone clap. Like, and it wasn't outside the apartment. It was not upstairs. It was not in the hallway. It was in the living room. Both of us were like, what? I was like, that was inside. And he was like, that was definitely inside. And I was like, I don't want to be here. And he was like, nope. So we walked down to Franklin and Company and drank. But we were like kind of freaking out. It was as if someone clapped right next to my head.
And you knew like in the back of your head that this place is haunted. This was after
this
you had
is
seen
after
the man.
I had seen that man.
Had he had experiences?
I don't think John ever had any experiences other than like he would always be like, you need to close the kitchen cabinets. And I was like, I did close the kitchen cabinets.
And they're wide open.
And they're open.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you're the kind of person that someone tells you this house is haunted, you're like, all right, fine, I'll live there, right? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't bother you?
No, as long as there's good juju in the house.
Yeah.
My apartment had pretty good juju, I think. The apartment I lived in with like the ceilings caved in had bad juju. Like that one, we just
that
like
that was in New York. The
that
ceilings
was bad.
Caved in.
Well, it was even before the ceilings caved in. I didn't like the apartment, but like we moved in because like we didn't sign or renew our lease at our old place, so like we had to move anyway. But I just like there was something not good in that
yeah.
apartment.
Yeah, and you just know when you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you say you started this out by saying that you don't know if you believe that they were real. Mm-hmm. So what do you question about? I mean, you saw a man in your house.
I know. But then I was like, maybe I was tired. I'm always thirsty for dicks, and maybe I just like dreamt it. I was like, I wish a man was right here.
The secret. Mm-hmm. Power of positive
just
thinking.
Just trying to secret a man to me.
And he never played with your toes when
no.
you were sleeping? I had
I'm
a friend.
A dead sleeper, so if he did, I slept through it.
I knew this guy that moved in with this other guy. He found some guy on Craigslist, and it was like just kind of a weird guy, whatever. And then one night in the middle of the night, my friend wakes up, and the man is sucking on his toes.
No!
Sometimes humans are scarier than ghosts.
That's terrible.
Yeah. This friend, I haven't talked to this friend in years, but I remember him telling me this. Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh.
So, wait, did you have another ghost story?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I was in maybe Montana or like Missouri. One of those M states in the middle.
Okay.
And I was on a tour co with UCB, which is the Upright Citizens Brigade. It's an improv theater. They're a touring company. They would like send us out to do college shows. So people after college would be like, maybe I'll move to New York and do improv.
Yeah.
So we were doing a show. We get to this Best Western, which is just a weird hotel in general. Like, I just remember a lot of wood. And hotels generally don't have wood, but it was just so
was
much wood,
woody.
Just like wooden yeah. beams and shit. So we're in our room, and I go to sleep, and I roll over, and I felt the bed decompress.
Like someone sat on it.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to turn around, and there's going to be someone on this bed, and they're going to murder me.
Oh, no.
And I roll over, and there's no one there. And I was like, oh, fuck, that was so weird. I'm going to go to sleep. I roll over, same thing happens.
Mm-mm.
And I said, oh my God, there has to be someone there this time. Maybe they move fast or something. I roll over, not there. So then my friend Marcy has said to me, you just need to say to ghosts, to like ask them to leave, and they will leave you alone. So I was like, okay, I feel like there's a ghost in here, and if you are not my mother, you have to leave me alone. And it didn't happen again. So I was like, oh, okay, so there was a ghost. But then I was like, maybe it was my dad. And I was mean to him. And maybe he's like sad ghost crying somewhere. Because I only mentioned my mom. But it was weird. There was someone sitting on my bed.
Yeah.
And it's a very distinct feeling that you feel when someone sits
on the
side of your bed.
Oh, it happened to me one time. A ghost or something sat on my bed.
Really?
And you know.
Yes, it's creepy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ugh.
But that's just, like, hotels are so weird, especially in a place like that, where, like, a hotel like that, where it's probably a lot of people coming and going, like,
mm-hmm.
real quick little visit stops. And just to think of all the energies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, people die.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
they
who
die
knows?
Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh.
The other day I was trying to remember what that kid says in The Sixth Sense. And I was with my friend. I was like, what does that kid say? I see ghosts everywhere. And she was like, no, no. It's iconic. It's I see dead people.
You see dead people. You've seen two ghosts.
I have. It was so weird.
Do you want to listen to some ghosts?
I do.
Okay. It is time.
Wait. Before we do this, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, totally.
Have you seen the movie Ghost?
Of course.
So you know the bad demons who take Carl away?
Yes.
And take, what is his name? He's Puerto Rican. Willie Lopez. Yeah, Willie Lopez.
Is it? Okay.
Do you know what that sound is?
No.
It's children crying. And baby is crying, and they slowed it down, and I think reversed it. I'm not sure
so
they reversed it, but it's like
put
definitely
the thing down, flipped
children.
And reversed it.
They did. They listened to Missy Elliott, but it's children.
Oh, that's creepy. Well, you know, You in Danger Girl, then,
uh-huh.
right? Okay, you know that one,
Molly. You in Danger Girl.
Okay. All right. So let's listen to some. Wait, actually, before that, I want to ask, just for the listeners, because they can't see this drag ensemble
mm-hmm.
I'm wearing. Can you describe
it's
what
gorgeous.
I'm wearing?
Gorgeous. Well, I was stunned that you decided to go with blonde hair. I don't think I've ever seen you as a blonde.
I know.
It's a real hot look.
It's a risk, and you
it
like
is.
It?
I do like it. I also love this teal cut crease that you've done.
Thank you.
Your brows are snatched and sickening. Usually they're thicker. Today they're thinner.
They're little tiny.
They're so
little
tiny.
Of things.
Little. It's almost as if you put spaghetti on your face and then traced around it.
Crazy thing I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, it really
it
comes
was angel
through.
Hair.
I love it. And then this blush is great. Your highlight is great. These lips.
Do you think that the dress pantsuit situation is too much?
I don't think it's too much. Like, people really didn't like Hillary's pantsuits, but I like a strong, powerful zebra print pantsuit.
Thank you.
It's like a zoot suit, if you will. It's cute. I like it. I'm here for it. The shoes, I cannot believe you're wearing.
I can't either.
They're 8-inch platforms. You're so tall. For a podcast.
This is what
it's
I
too
do.
Much.
This is what I do for the listeners.
Well, I love it. You're serving looks upon looks upon looks.
Okay, let's listen to some ghosts.
Yeah.
It is time for
EVPs
or EV please. Okay, so do you know what an EVP is?
Mm-mm.
It's electronic voice phenomenon. It's when you watch those ghost hunter shows, they catch a ghost saying uh-huh. something, and then they tell you what they believe the ghost is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I go to YouTube and I find some ghosts.
Okay.
You're from New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Okay. I found some New Jersey ghosts.
Yes. I hope they're really trashy.
Okay. Well, I'll let you decide. We might need to put on these headphones. Okay. Oh, how am I going to fit over this wig?
Oh, no. Here, I'll help you. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
And we did it.
Watch the feather headpiece. Okay. okay. This first one comes from somebody on YouTube named GCP Guy, and I believe it stands for Grave Concerns Paranormal. They did an investigation at the Red Mill Inn, which is in Clinton, New Jersey.
Okay.
Familiar?
No.
Okay. Well, tell me what this ghost is saying.
It sounds like he's getting fucked. And he's saying, not deep, not deep.
Not deep, not... He's definitely saying something twice.
Yeah, not deep, not deep.
I can hear that.
Or Nazi, Nazi.
Oh, no.
No, it's not Nazi. Naughty, naughty. Oh, naughty.
Here,
this
okay.
ghost is fucking...
Naughty. Yeah, it really does. I mean, it's the Red Mill. I don't know what that is.
Maybe, me either.
Is it in a... Maybe it's a motel or something. Okay, here's some options. Is it A, no tea, no tea? B, empty, empty? C, humpty, dumpty? Or D, just ghost?
I think humpty, dumpty. Empty, humpty, dumpty.
It's empty, empty.
Oh! What's empty?
I don't know. There's so... Okay, this one was found...
Okay.
Somewhere outside of Newark, I have no clue what the context is. Let's just try to figure out what they're saying.
Come on, ghosted. Let's get spooking. Oh.
No. No. No, a ghost is... No. I mean, unless this is like a freshly dead teen going, oh.
It's actually Laganja.
Oh, saying, is it?
She's saying, come on, ghosted, let's get sickening. Oh.
I love Laganja. I think she's so funny. And I often scream, come on, let's get... Like, if I'm grocery shopping, I'll be like, come on, bananas,
totally.
Let's get sickening.
She's the funniest person. We just, yeah, she did this show, and that's when she recorded that. Never mind, that was a fake one. This one's
that's
real, though.
That's really funny.
Okay, this one is real.
But honestly, the best part is, like, 40, 50 years from now, that's what ghosts will be doing.
I know. I can't wait.
Oh,
I know. Can you imagine?
Why isn't there a ghost that's like, what's that? I'm trying to bring that back.
You're trying to bring back the, what was that, a Budweiser?
The Budweiser frogs. What's that? Or maybe it was just Budweiser.
The guys that call.
Yeah, guys, not frogs.
Yeah.
What's a frog? What am I thinking
No,
of?
The frogs was another thing.
Oh, okay.
But they would go, Budweiser.
Oh, okay.
But then
the dude's going, what's that?
Yeah, they would call, yeah.
I'm trying to bring that back. I'm also trying to bring back, girl, you all that and a bag of chips, because who the fuck is the first person who said that?
Seriously.
It's so funny. All of what? Like a Subway meal? Like, what do you mean
you're
all that
it.
And a bag of chips?
And I like it because it's like, I think you're great,
plus
chips.
Plus the chips.
That's nice.
I like it.
Okay, this one is from Torgo.
Okay.
And it is at the Inn of Cape May in Cape May, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And so apparently he's referring in the video to his television, which was turned off. And then the voice says this. Any guesses?
Surprise-o?
Surprise-o the clown is here.
Supplies?
Supply. Those supplies, though. That's what it sounds
supplies
like.
Supplies, though. Yeah.
Okay, here's some options. Is it A, Paris Hilton?
No.
B, my parents are home.
Oh.
C, the power's on. Or D, the party's here.
Power's on.
Yeah, it's the power's on.
Oh.
I don't know.
Interesting.
It was weird.
And this is after this man turned off the TV?
Yeah,
and
he's just filming his room, and then he's like, there's the TV, and then all of a sudden you hear, like, the power's on.
Oh, weird.
But the power wasn't on. So
this
the
is
ghost...
so, ghosts are fucking weird. Like, do something fun.
I know. That's why I'm going to be the first drag queen ghost.
I love it.
Okay, let's just, before I let you go, can I read you a story that came from a listener?
Yes.
Okay, this one came from Melvin. He put it in our Facebook group, which is Ghosted by Roz Dress Velez on Facebook. Join it. Okay. Melvin says, one of my best girlfriends, got me listening to this podcast, sorry. Now, I'm a strong believer in the other side and have had a few instances of seeing or hearing things. This particular time was one that I won't forget. I was asleep in my bed and I was dreaming that I was looking for a scary movie to watch on Netflix. Suddenly, in the middle of my dream, I felt like somebody was watching me. I immediately woke up to find this dark figure looking down at me. When I tried to look up at it, I couldn't make out a face at all. It was just dark. It then turned around and started to move away from the bed. This next part made it more real than anything. I figured my mind was playing tricks on me, but whoever or whatever this was moved away. And as it did, I felt it touch and drag its fingers down my leg. That's when I really got freaked out. It quickly disappeared, and I left in a state of shock and couldn't go to sleep for the next half hour. In the morning, as my fiancé was getting ready for work, I told him what happened, and he is very skeptical about the supernatural. All I know is that it was the first time I'd been touched by something that wasn't human, and I won't soon forget. What would you do?
If something touched me that wasn't human, I would say, can you come back? I would marry a ghost. There was a woman who married a ghost.
Oh, we talked about it on
here. She married a pirate, I believe.
Yes, she did.
And she got divorced recently.
I know, it's unfortunate.
Ugh, can you believe
it? Love is hard.
I was like, if this bitch can't even make it with a ghost, there's no hope for any of us.
Would you have sex with a ghost?
I think so.
Yeah.
I would, yes. I'm so horny I'd have sex with literally anything.
I'll tell you what I can get.
Right? Anything. As long as, you know, they're asking first.
Yeah.
It would be very weird to be like, I think I'm being penetrated by something.
Here's what I'll say. We had Billy Lee from Vanderpump Rules mm-hmm. on this podcast who talked about a sexual encounter with a ghost.
Okay.
And because of that episode, I did a lot of research about celebrities that have had sex with ghosts. And I wanted to make sure, because to me, it's kind of assault.
Kind of. Well, as long I don't know how a ghost could ask. But they make noises.
It's very, like, it's a tricky thing. But pretty much all the reports that I read were, like, people were like, it was great. And Billy Lee was like, it was great.
Interesting.
So people, I mean, I'm kind of curious.
I'm curious, too, but also, like, I don't want to bring that shit to me. Like, I don't need a bunch of ghosts trying to fuck me. I don't know.
When I researched, I also found, like, spells and, like, websites that are like, here's how you can catch one. Here's how you can get one in your bedroom. Because it's, like, a specific kind of ghost that does that.
I don't think you should do it.
I don't want to.
I guess, I don't know. I just think there are spirits and forces in the world, and, like, maybe you shouldn't try to invite bad juju to you.
No.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like any, like, dating on an app or something. Like, you can end up with the wrong one.
Yes, you can end up with the wrong ghost.
And now they know where you live.
Yes, and then they're going to, you know, come over all the time. And, you know, you don't have to invite them in. They can just come in.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just recap here real quick. What is your overall belief? So you believe in that. You believe that there's these forces.
I believe that there's spirits and forces, I think. But I don't know if I believe in ghosts. It's a very complicated thing. I think mm-hmm. I'm just like... one of those people who is like, yeah, I don't want to hard say there's no ghost, because what if there is? I don't want to be, you know, stupid and wrong.
Yeah.
And then I want to be like, there are ghosts. And then if it's proven that there's not, I don't want to be stupid and wrong.
Well, it's one of those things that no one's ever going to prove.
Yeah, I don't know how you could.
You can't.
They're not tangible, and it's hard to prove intangible things.
That's why it's just all like a personal, you know.
Do you believe in ghosts? Yes.
Of course.
Yes, you have a whole podcast dedicated to it. That would be wild if you didn't.
Well, I think it's good to be skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good to ask questions, and you know, I don't believe that you have to believe everything, but I think it's a great, I think it's fun.
I do think it's fun.
Like, listen, we got to live through this lifetime. Why not believe that there's more, you know, mm-hmm. on the other side?
Although, like I said, I want to haunt people, but I also want to rest.
That's the thing. That's where, like, I don't know if being a ghost is a good thing or a bad thing.
Like, can I sleep as a ghost? Have you seen the Insidiouses?
Of course, yeah.
I love them.
They're really good.
I like the woman, the older woman.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's great. And I like that she, like, gets bumped up to, like, a main character throughout the series. I watched, I think, all four of them.
Do you remember There's Something About Mary?
Yes. She plays the
Magda.
Old lady. Yeah, with
she's
the titties.
She's iconic.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's a great actress.
Great
she's been
career.
In a ton of shit. I was like into it. I was like on her IMDb. I am a stan. I like her.
Yeah. Well, she comes from like a horror family because her brother, I believe, is the one that, oh gosh, I'm really bad with this kind of thing. He's produced I think he produced the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, cool.
Franchises. And she makes little cameos and stuff. Okay, I'll let you go. I so appreciate your time because you're one of the busiest people in town. What do you got going on? You have like 10,000 podcasts.
Yes, I have 4 podcasts right now. One is called Why Won't You Date Me? The other one is Best Friends with Sasheer Zamata. And then Drag Her with Manu Agapian, where we recap RuPaul's Drag Race. We're doing All Star Season 1, which is hard to find. And then I have 90 Day Bay, where I recap 90 Day Fiancé, the best franchise on television, with my friend Marcy Jaro. And that's only on Patreon. It's $5 a month. And then I've been touring. My tour dates are on my Instagram in the link in the bio, or you can go to my website, NicoleBeyerWasTaken.com, because Nicole Byer was taken. Let's see. Yeah, I'm doing a lot of dates. So I will be in Orlando September 26th through 28th. I'll be at Levity Live in West Nyack, New York, October 11th and 13th, November 1st and 3rd, the DC Improv, November 8th, New York Comedy Festival, November 9th, the Wilbur Theater in Boston, and I'm doing stand-up, and then Why Won't You Date Me Live right after.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Rise, dress, flare.
Ah, that was loosely exactly Nicole Byer. I love her. And I love you all. And if you love me too, please leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. And if you have a ghost story, you can leave it there. If you don't have a ghost story, you can just say something nice, or don't say anything at all. Just 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much. It would help out the show. And also, please join the Facebook group Ghosted by Roz Dress for Less. We also have a Facebook page called Ghosted by Roz Dress for Less. I am on Facebook. I have my own page. Of course, I have my Instagram page. I'm on Cameo. I'm everywhere. I'm also going to be at the world-famous Cavern Club Theater the day before my birthday, October 19th, for the first ever Ghosted Live. I hope to see you there. You can get the tickets at cavernclubtheater.com. There's also a link on my Instagram. And on the 20th, my actual birthday, I'm back in Oxnard, baby! I'm hosting Ross Matthews' Dragtastic Bubbly Brunch. It sold out just the other day, so make sure you get those tickets. It's at Levity Live, Oxnard. Well, that's about all for this week. We have got some really good episodes coming up, so make sure you are subscribed. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Fans Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.